Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to the A Block. This is Claire.
This is Jacqueline.
And Haley's not here this week.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's just the two of us.
We kicked her out.
We did. It was time.
It was time.
We even took her out of the group chat.
So.
Exactly. So you can send her your condolences to her online, but not to the A Block, any of those accounts, because she has been banned from all accounts and we have changed the passwords.
Banned and blocked.
Yeah. So, yeah, but no, it is just Jacqueline and me this week. Sorry, Jacqueline. Cut. Haley's back home with some family this week, but we didn't want to neglect all of you, all of our wonderful, loyal, beautiful listeners from an episode of all the important things that we have to talk about. So we thought, what the heck? Let's get together.
Let's just do it.
And let's do this. We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about today.
I know. I'm so excited about everything we're going to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. One thing in particular. I truly did not even watch. I haven't read anything because I am here to listen to Jacqueline tell me all about Joe and Teresa's tell-all on Bravo on Watch What Happens Live. What was it called?
Yeah, it was just Joe and Teresa. Okay. Unlocked.
Oh, God. I cannot
Andy
wait.
Cohen always delivers.
Okay. So, I mean, that is truly everything. I've been looking forward to it. I'm not joking, all week because I knew I was going to get to hear it from you. Okay. So, we've got that. They are changing the alphabet song because nothing is sacred in 2019.
No.
It's a horror show. And we'll talk about some of our favorite things again. We've got a whole lot of other topics to get to. Yes, a jam-packed episode as usual. But first, we want Maria to join us for a moment to tell you a little bit more about our sponsor.
Hi, friends. As always, we want to give a big shout out to our presenting sponsor, Relics Bridal. You definitely need to check them out at the Summit in Lexington. Whether you or someone you know is getting married, they will provide an amazing experience in helping you find that perfect dress. They have several exclusive designers found nowhere else in Kentucky. They were actually nice enough to host us for our debut episode, and the gowns are beautiful, and not to mention the team at Relics Bridal takes the experience to another level. They are fantastic to work with, so be sure to book an appointment today and tell them the A Block sent you. Again, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Relics Bridal.
All right, Maria, thank you so much for doing what we cannot do in so many more ways than one. Okay, so first of all, before we even talk about anything new this week, I just want to say thank you seriously to everyone who we heard from after last week's episode.
It's been awesome.
It has been in so many different ways, the support and kind of the trust so many of you have had to just tell us things about your life and things that you're going through. It's honestly been so beautiful. I think all of us have like teared up and we've made sure to show each other all of the messages on Instagram or email, Twitter, just all kinds of places. It's really been kind of beautiful to see.
I know. And people have reached out on like every social media platform.
Yes.
And I've even had people that I haven't like talked to in a while who just have like listened to the podcast and they messaged me. And it like almost just like made me feel good for like, you know, just sharing whatever I shared. And, you know, just realizing that other people out there are kind of going through the same thing and almost just making them feel better for us talking about it.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, that goes to show how helpful and useful just talking about it can be. I mean, I'm not going to say it was like a no big deal to talk about it last week. I mean, it was tough. I mean, it's not every day that you just talk to however many random strangers about, hey, I'm depressed. But it wasn't that big of a deal because I'm in a place in my life where I feel comfortable talking about it. And so it's amazing to see how maybe something so small to you can really make a difference in the life of someone else. And I mean, I think when we started doing this podcast now 4 episodes ago, we were just like having fun. And to think that maybe we've actually made a difference in some people's lives, or at least made some people feel better, even if it was for a moment or an hour or a day, really is awesome. And so
I know there's been even like a few people who said, oh yeah, I listened to the episode and I scheduled, you know, an appointment with a therapist. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yes, I truly cannot believe it.
And, I know.
But I mean, I think about my own experience and it took hearing people who either I like admired or liked or was friends with, hearing that they were going through things and they weren't ashamed of it to realize that I didn't need to be ashamed of it either. And yeah, and so we're always an open door. This is a trust family, the trust tree. We're in the trust tree together. And so, I mean, honestly, we're here for you. We've got all of our social medias. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, whatever. And we're always happy to hear from you. And if you've got questions or whatever, we can do whatever we can to help you. But more than anything, it's just awesome to know that you guys are out there listening and you responded
and
really
positively.
And your heart
was touched in some way.
Yes, because it touched us too.
It did.
How special.
Yeah.
It really is, though.
It really was. It was great.
Yeah. So we don't have to go back all into that this week. This isn't going to be a all mental health, all the time podcast. But, that subject is honestly relevant to all of us, and I think it's something that we could very realistically touch on, you know, throughout the run, however long or short this may be for us.
And I think it is important too, just to thank everyone who has reached out, because there has been so many people on, you know, like I said, on Instagram, Twitter,
and that's
Facebook,
not easy.
Everything.
So
it's
very
been,
cool.
It's been great.
Yeah. So how's your week been?
It's been good. It's actually been pretty relaxed. So I'm going out of town on Saturday. I'm going to Cabo.
A what?
For the week. Yes, with my family. So I'm just I'm like laundry, been preparing for
it
that.
It is gray and rainy, and it's going to be so cold here this weekend. How dare you?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you should be. How many days are you going to be gone?
Saturday to next Saturday.
And what's your address? I'm kidding.
excuse me, I'm not sharing that.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm
will have
your apartment.
Yeah, there will be dog sitters like in and out of my home.
Yes.
So.
No, I'm kidding. That was an ugly joke, Claire. Shame on me.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. I had some friends in town, so I enjoyed the last day at Keeneland.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was like rainy and really gross.
Oh, Lord, it was. Yeah. I was at the football game. Thank God the Cats won, because I cannot tell you.
I cannot believe you lived
soaking
that game.
Wet. I mean, I bought a new shirt during halftime. I paid $50 for it. So a part of my soul left my body.
Okay, was it at least like a sweatshirt?
It's a sweatshirt, and it's really cute. And my friend's dad saw me, and he's like, oh, where did you get that vintage shirt? And I was like, I bought it new today. And he said, oh, well, you can't find that logo everywhere. So I feel like I made a good choice. But, I mean, I was very indiscriminate. I just walked to the first stand I saw, and I said, do you have sweatshirts? Because I needed dry clothes, because my poncho was ripped up by the rain. My raincoat was soaking wet. I mean, my hair was dripping as if I had just gotten out of, like, a swimming pool. It was crazy. We did leave, I think, with like 4 minutes left, or maybe a little bit more. I actually wasn't paying attention at the time. I was no longer paying attention to anything but my own survival. But yes, the Cats won. And I had a lot of people ask. I did not lose my phone.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't know how, despite all odds.
Despite all the rain, your wet clothes.
Yes, I made it home.
Your phone is the last thing you're worrying about.
I didn't tweet anything. I regret, because sometimes I do that. I get caught up in the moment, and I get home, and I'm like, why did I tweet that? Claire, calm down. It's just a game.
You didn't even need Kroger Field's Wi-Fi.
I didn't. No, I think there were just not enough people there to really bog down the Wi-Fi, because it wasn't – I mean, honestly, those are your real fans out there, because everybody – that was in those stands was soaking wet. There was just no way around it. So
yeah, I will say I had tickets, did not go.
Yeah, you like, won tickets, as
I
a matter
know,
of fact.
I did.
And
I'm
a parking pass.
I'm really sorry.
I could have used that parking pass.
I know, I'm sorry. But I had every intention of going. Like, we specifically were like, all right, let's go to Keeneland for a couple hours. We like specifically went earlier in the day. But then like as the rain just like kept going, we're like, yeah. I'm like, I just...
No, I don't blame you.
I'm like,
there's
I would
no
rather
way.
Go yeah. like eat dinner and then watch the game somewhere. So that's what we ended up doing.
But. Well, I wouldn't have gone except that we got there to tailgate a little bit beforehand, and the weather wasn't so bad. And so if we weren't already there, there's no way I would have shown up once it was raining. But I have to give a quick shout out, because he asked for it. Meteorologist Bill Mack, if you've heard of him,
Bill Mack.
The most amazing tailgate that you've ever... witnessed, heard about, seen, whatever. Jacqueline is the one who convinced me to go
one
time.
It is amazing.
I asked her, I was like, Jacqueline, is Bill's tailgate good? She goes, it's lit. And she's not lying. But anyway.
And everyone else there, like, is so fun.
Yes.
Everyone is so nice.
Yeah,
they're
have
so
a wonderful
welcoming.
Group. Yes.
Yeah, it's just great. It's great. And it's, yeah.
And he was talking to me. He's like, I better get a shout out. And I was like, okay, you will. And I have to tell you what he did, though. This is like only
okay.
Bill Mack, you
I'm
know,
ready
the
for
meteorologist
it.
Of Kentucky, it seems like. So
everyone's
we're standing there.
King.
Yes, we were standing there talking, and all of a sudden we start to hear the band playing. and like the marching band, and they're doing the catwalk. I think that's probably what it was, but it was too far away for us to even see. And I'm in mid conversation with him, and he just stops talking and walks away. And I was like, oh, are you going to see the band play? He goes, no, I'm getting them to come here. And I was like, I turned around. I was like, no freaking way. I was like, you cannot get the UK marching band to come over to your tailgate. I don't care who you are, Bill. About 5 minutes later.
No.
The band starts getting louder and closer. And then they played for us. And it was honestly the most exhilarating thing that's ever happened to me. Because I think, A, no one thought he could pull it off. But, of course, he knew he could pull it off. And, two, it was just so exciting. They were there. You know, there weren't a whole lot of people even tailgating because of the weather. So it was like we were all just like in this together. And then the band showed up and it just like got us all hyped. And then at the end of their little set, they like run through the crowd and we're all like high-fiving. It was crazy. I felt
oh my
so
God,
much
that's
joy.
Amazing.
And then I was just like, Bill, you are unbelievable, man. He's great. If you've never gotten the chance to meet him, which I know most, if you grew up in this area and you are of a certain age, he came to your fourth grade class. And
yes.
So you've either met him that way or maybe you've seen him on television or what have you, but he truly is just a rock star. I love
he's
him.
He's such a gem.
He is. So I had to brag on him for that because it was so cool.
He's
and he
amazing.
Like didn't even have to ask them to come over. They realized who he was and they're like, it's Bill Meck. And they just wanted to go wherever he was going.
That is so funny.
So that was nice.
I know he was so, I saw him at work on Monday and he's like, you didn't even come to my tailgate. And I was like, Bill, it was raining. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's, like, I was with a big group of people. So there's, you know, you're outvoted. You're outvoted.
You are. But game, yeah, it's not one to miss. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to dive in?
I can't wait.
I cannot overstate how excited I am because I used to be a huge Bravo watcher and I consumed all things Bravo and I still fringe do, but I canceled cable not because I think I'm better than anyone or that I think Bravo is trashy. Quite the opposite. I had to get rid of it for my own good because I was like not leaving my house. It was all I wanted to do. That's all I cared about was watching Bravo. And so I've taken a step back recently. I know Jacqueline is scratching her head looking very guilty right now. No, I support
it. I record like so much TV.
Yes. I mean,
so much TV.
Yes. Yes.
It is insane.
Well, I support it, especially because I get to hear everything from you, and I love seeing things through your eyes, Jacqueline.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay,
just go for it.
Okay, so this, we are talking about stars from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Ugh.
So if you don't watch, it's still just as interesting because there's a couple on there, and that the people that are on Real Housewives of New Jersey, just for a little background, they are like so Italian,
yes.
Like just like stereotypical, like New Jersey, New York, just like very family, like,
yes.
And a lot of the stars on it, like their parents are like from Italy and now live in America. And so that's how this couple, Teresa and Joe, Giudice.
Okay. So they're going by Giudice now.
I think
it's been Giudice.
I think Giudice is like how Americans say it. And then Giudice is, I guess,
the Italian.
How you would say it.
Okay.
Italian, I think is how they explained it one time.
Yeah.
I know. It, like you can really say it either way.
And they've changed it themselves. Like they go back and forth themselves.
Yeah. Okay. I think they don't really even know, you know?
Okay.
Whatever. So, so basically what happened was, is Joe, when he was younger, his parents brought him over here when he, I think, was like one. And then he never became a citizen.
Okay.
So a few years ago, they got in his company got in trouble. I don't really remember what it was.
No,
they were like, it was something with like documents with his construction company.
Yeah.
But, and some of the paperwork that was like against, that was breaking the law, Teresa had also signed. So the judge sentenced both of them to jail. And I think she only did 12 months. And then I think he did like, he did like 3.5 years.
That's what I think, which I cannot believe.
Or maybe 2.5, like something like that. But they haven't seen each other in like a long time. But the judge let them do it separately because they have like 4 kids.
Yes.
So Teresa went first. And then right when she came out, her mother passes away like a few months later.
That's right.
And then after she comes out, like a few days later, Joe goes. So when Joe's in prison, Teresa's mother passes away. And it's like, and on Real Housewives of New Jersey, it's following this whole thing. It's following them going to court. Like, props to them for, like, sharing, like, this whole process yeah. with them. Like, the TV cameras even go with them when they meet with, like, their family attorney about this stuff.
Wow. See, I was still watching when Teresa went to prison and got out and did her sit down with Andy, because I remember yeah. seeing her, and remember she like came out and had been like working out nonstop and like looked like super amazing,
like she had like this beautiful like Pilates
yes
diet, like you could tell she like hadn't drank red wine in like literally yeah. a year, like it was like she looked great.
Yeah, it's like okay, well yeah, but well. I mean clearly you've been through actual hell, so that's
yeah,
that
to,
but,
to okay. get there. So fast forward to now, so Joe got out of prison like recently, but now the problem is like since he was in prison, like now it's up for debate of whether he's gonna get deported back to Italy.
Gotcha. Oh.
So, and he has been in ICE custody, I don't know for how long.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I didn't even know that.
Yes, and he talks about it with Andy.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Andy Cohen, the journalist of our
so
time.
So basically, I guess like the way Joe explains it on the sit down that Andy had on Sunday with them was basically like he could either stay in, I don't know where it was, somewhere in America in ICE custody, or go back to Italy and wait for like the deportation to be decided.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he just decided just to go to Italy because yeah. he has family that lives yeah. there, to go to Italy and wait for the deportation ruling to come down.
I know this is a very serious issue, but I wish that was always the option. It's like you could either
Go to
the DMV, or you could go to Italy. I'd be like, well, I'll just go to Italy and wait it out. I mean, clearly this is a situation I would never hope to be in. But yeah, he clearly chose, who wouldn't choose yeah. Italy in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah. So, so Andy Cohen is like a night talk show host. He has a show that airs like Sunday through Thursday every night of the week, and it's live. And it's just like him, and he sits down with other Bravo celebrities, and they talk about like whatever episode aired that night, and they do like silly game shows and calling. It's really fun.
He gets crazy confessions out of people.
Oh, he
it's
does.
It's always wild the stuff that comes out of those. Because as I mentioned, I don't watch it anymore, but I feel like it's always stuff that you find out that he asks them through a lot of those games and stuff. And they're drinking on those episodes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
that helps. But it's always stuff that comes out during those episodes that, like, all the tabloids are printing the next day.
Or yeah, like that's all, like the next like, day. Oh, my it's gosh. All over Instagram being yeah. like, so-and-so said this about so-and-so.
Yeah, and it's like yeah. it just came up in some stupid game that yeah. they played. So, I mean, he's got a good thing going.
Exactly. So, so Sunday night, he has this big sit-down between the two of them. And it's Andy and Teresa in the Watch What Happens Live, like on the set.
Okay.
And then Joe is in Italy at his grandma's house,
oh
and they have
gosh.
A camera there, and he has like an earpiece in.
I did but not realize
way,
that.
The way he's like looking around during the interview, you can tell, I don't think he has a screen where he can see Teresa and Andy, oh because he's almost like looking off to the right. Like it's kind of weird. But, like you could see like he only has a camera to look at uh-huh. and not like a screen to see the two of them.
Well, and never mind the time difference. Like
yeah, right?
It's he's like, probably just like, what is going on?
Yeah, exactly. But it was a really good episode.
What happened?
Basically, so like there's been a lot of like alleged affairs going around between the two of them. Like
they were like ride or die. But
kind
I guess
of.
Prison
even
can,
with those yeah. rumors though. So like in okay. the beginning of their marriage, like in the beginning of the Real Housewives, there was like some episode where they went to like wine country and like Teresa and Joe get in a fight. He like walks away from the table, like answers his phone, and he's like talking to some girl. You can tell. And he's like, oh yeah, like, and he's calling his wife like names,
oh,
and he says,
boy.
Like, I love you.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then goes back to the table. And like this is of course all caught on Bravo.
Absolutely it is.
Bravo. Real Housewives.
I mean, she has really opened herself.
So that happened. And then now, since Joe has been in prison, Teresa has been pictured like walking with like some young guy, like from some party, like back to a car. Mm. And then, like in the party, they're like kind of getting like handsy. And it's talked about. And then this whole thing with the young guy is talked about on this latest season, which hasn't aired yet, but there's been trailers about it. And like all of the women are like, you're sleeping around.
Yeah.
But she's telling everyone she's not, and they're not going to get divorced. And
Teresa is I don't want to say known liar, as in she like lies about everything, but she like, if she wants to be in denial about something, she's in denial about it.
Like
she has her story, and that's it.
She's like in denial of, like, to the point where, like, she's lying and, like, she believes the lie.
Yes, 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 yes.
But even like last year on last season on the reunion, Andy asked her, if Joe got deported to Italy, would you go? And she said no.
Oh.
And then he asked her if they would get divorced, and she was like, well, I'm not going with him. So I think they're eventually going to get divorced, but I think it's going to be at least a couple years.
Ugh.
But yeah, but then and then it was super weird. They wouldn't really answer the question of whether they were going to like stay together or not.
The poor children. They have like four girls.
Yeah, they have four girls. Yeah, and I think the oldest one's like a freshman or sophomore in college.
Love Melania.
I know.
Melania was like the child of my dreams.
Yeah.
When she was growing up. She's the one that's got like the attitude, right?
Oh, yeah. She would just be like, Dad, shut up. Like, it was just like, but it was like in like a funny, like, yeah, kid way where like you almost couldn't be mad at her.
Right.
Like, it was just kind of like her attitude.
Well, she's learning it from the best, so.
She is, yeah. But it was a pretty iconic interview. And then the best part is Andy said that he's bringing the cameras with Teresa and the girls when they go and reunite with Joe in Italy. And Teresa and Joe haven't seen each other outside of a prison cell in like almost 4 years.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
what?
This is.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be
my
so
kind
uncomfortable.
Of content.
Yes. I mean, how much money are they getting paid? That's how, like, there's no way in the world they would be doing all this if they aren't getting bukus.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Money.
But honestly, like, at this point, like with Teresa, like, they've already done all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they've shown half of the seasons of The Real Housewives of New Jersey was Teresa and Joe arguing with her brother and his wife, Melissa. Mm. So, like, it's like they've already shown all this family drama.
Yeah,
it's like,
no, they
might
have.
Might as well just continue it. Because that's honestly, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the best seasons were when it was Teresa and Joe.
Yes.
And then her brother, who was also
Joe.
Named Joe. And his wife, Melissa. Mm-hmm. And then they had a couple of other cousins that were on the show. And they were all, like, in a big family feud. But that was when it was the best.
Yes, it was. Those were the seasons where I was in it so deep. I couldn't even, like, have my own thoughts. I didn't have my own friends. They were my best friends. They were. My family.
Yeah.
What Housewives franchise is your favorite?
Ooh. Honestly, I really think it's a tie. No, actually, number one definitely is New York.
Okay, good. Oh, that is the only correct answer.
Because they've Ramona Singer is iconic.
She is. No, that is true. Like, she is an icon of our time.
And then you have Luann.
Oh, I'm
like, all of their one-liners are so funny. Like, when Dorinda's just like, clip, clip. Like, she's like drunk as hell, just yelling at people across the table, like at a lunch, like in the middle of this really nice restaurant, to
know,
be quiet.
So awful.
Instead of telling them to be quiet, she's just yelling clip. And it became this whole thing, like, people put in, like, coffee cups now, and, like,
no,
oh,
they,
my gosh.
New York,
I love it,
I think,
so
is
much.
My all-time favorite. They've all had their seasons where, oh, gosh.
Now, Bethany's not even on it. It's like, what's that about?
I go hot and cold on Bethany.
I'm a
because
stan.
Because Bethany, my problem with her is, okay, the thing I love about a season of Real Housewives is, yes, I love the drama of the manufactured stuff because it's fun and you can tell when it's ridiculous for television.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Like, you can tell when they're having a costume party
for the show. Yeah.
But they still argue.
Yes. But what makes it the best, though, is when we get stuff like what we're talking about with Teresa and Joe, or when we got stuff when Ramona was getting divorced, Luann's prison stuff, when you talk about Taylor from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, NeNe from Atlanta when she was going through her divorce.
Yeah.
These real life things that you go through with these women, that is when I'm like, you've got me. Because this is reality television, and I know that it can't be easy to open yourself up to, you know, let cameras in on those very private situations, but spoiler alert, you opened yourself up to that. And so we want to see the real stuff. And if that's unfair of me, I'm sorry, but that's what I love. And I feel, in my opinion, New York has most consistently done that. I went through a really deep time where I would have died on a hill for Real Housewives of Atlanta, because it was through the time when NeNe was going through her divorce and the things you went through with her. I mean, I remember watching this granted, this is when I lived in Los Angeles and I was emotionally unstable.
Okay.
But I remember sitting and just like watching it on my laptop and like crying with NeNe, just being like, you deserve better than this, NeNe. And I just loved it.
Oh my God. Whenever I cry and when I watch The Real Housewives,
you're like, what's wrong
I'm
with
like,
me?
I have issues.
Yes. Yeah. No, it doesn't
like,
feel good.
Yeah. But like so many of the, but so many, like all these franchises have literally have been around for like 10 years.
Oh,
I have watched from the beginning.
Yes. I watched the first season. I will never forget. It was when I was in college when Real Housewives of Orange County premiered. And I was getting off like the train one day and I saw a Subway advertisement for Real Housewives of Orange County. And I thought it looked like some cheap knockoff of like, I loved The OC, the TV show on Fox when I was in high school. And I was like, what kind of cheesy knockoff is this? Sure enough, I was there for the first episode and I've been in love ever since.
And you've been reined in.
Yeah. So, okay. I love it. Yeah. I get little tastes of my Bravo celebrity faves and it seduces me and I want to dive back in, but I just know like I also need to like go to the gym and like see people and actual humans and not just watch television all the time. You're good at that balance, Jacqueline. I am not. That's what I know about myself. I've come to know that at the age of 33.
I try to limit myself to like one episode after work at night and like I just try to just tape it so that way I can just fast forward through the commercials and like watch a lot of it, but
I'm proud of you for having that kind of restraint.
Yeah. But anyways, but if you do want to watch the interview, it is pretty interesting. Also something I just remembered, Joe was like talking about being in, like he talked about how it was being in ICE custody. And he said that when he was flying with the immigration officers over to Italy, he was like giving them recommendations on restaurants in Italy and like things that they should go see and do.
Hey, I mean, no one better to get it from than a local.
It was
so,
just kind of funny. It was just like stuff like that they were just sharing and whatever. Wow. So it's pretty...
Yeah, I'm interested. I truly haven't watched even like a clip, so will dive in.
I'm pretty sure that they put the episodes of Watch What Happens Live on YouTube and stuff, so I'm sure you could probably just watch it if you really want to. But it was really interesting, and I was so excited about it because I
Jacqueline labeled this on our little rundown as her Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, it was.
It's a big deal. I mean, this is just, we've been through so much with them. And I mean, I can't believe we're now on the other side of their prison sentences. Because I remember just like yesterday when they were getting sentenced, I remember what Teresa looked like going to court for the first time. I remember all of that.
Yeah, I know.
And so here we are. They both
They were both like wearing like these super, like when they were getting in like the big SUV for her to like go to prison, they were both wearing like these like obnoxiously large sunglasses. And it was as gloomy as it is out today outside. Yeah. It's like, y'all don't need those sunglasses.
No.
Like,
they needed those sunglasses.
Yeah, I think that their souls may have needed them that day. But
their eyes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that trip down Bravo Lane because it is a place I love. I would live there if I could.
I can bring you down that road anytime you want.
I know. It's one of the many reasons why I love you.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, this was so Selena Gomez has just released some new music.
Yes.
Fun fact, Selena Gomez and I are from the same hometown, Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh, my
God. That's right. There's a funny story with my mom about all that. She came to visit me one time, and we were in Venice on the boardwalk, kind of, and someone asked where she's from. She's like, Grand Prairie, Texas, home of Selena Gomez, y'all.
Oh, crickets. My God.
No one cared. It's one of my most like favorite things, and I was just like, oh, okay, but I mean, that's my mom, and that's the truth. We're from the same place. Well, so anyway, she didn't live there very long, but she still calls it her home. When she goes on talk shows and stuff, she says Grand Prairie, Texas.
Well, that's good.
It's our claim to fame.
Look at that.
That's right. So she released some new music this week, which I enjoy.
I actually like it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yes, and so I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to this except to see that like, so Selena and Taylor Swift are like pretty like close friends. I don't know if they're best friends.
No, they are best friends.
Okay.
Best friends. Okay. They're each other's ride or die.
Okay. I didn't know like where we stood on like the level, the tier of friendship.
Yeah.
And so they are best friends.
Yes.
And we all know that Taylor has some history with the Kardashian clan / Kanye West. She and like Kim and Taylor are not friends, and
which is so stupid.
It It is stupid.
Because
well,
they're
I have a
so.
About this.
Oh, me too. All right, let's go.
So
let's
Selena,
just continue and then
Selena
we'll
posts
it.
On Instagram. She's wearing some of Kim's new shapewear, Skims. Yeah. Saying like, oh my gosh, I love this. Can't believe how comfortable it is. And then suddenly she deletes it and basically replaces it with a picture of her and Taylor being like, yeah, my ride or die.
My
I love
ride
her.
Or die, my best friend. I love her. Blah,
okay.
Blah, blah. And you're
well, here's
like,
my philosophy. Guess what? I had never heard of Skims until yesterday. So I think this was an advertising ploy. I think Taylor, Kim, Kanye, everybody, they're all in bed together. I think this is a big conspiracy that they're all making money off of, and we're just their little marionettes down here in the real world, not knowing what's what. Okay. I'd never heard of Skims.
I have a different take.
Okay, I had not seen Skims.
Oh,
before.
I have been dying to get Skims.
I was gonna say now I want some because if
but
they're comfortable.
No, but okay, so no Skims. Do you remember like a couple months ago
oh, the
she
kimono?
Was gonna name it kimono?
Is that that?
And then
okay.
people got mad about it, and then she was like. Okay, I'll guess, like, I'll rename it
well,
if people are mad.
All I know is, like, her post about Skim said they're so comfortable. And let me tell y'all, I do wear Spanx every single day of my life as long as I'm having to do my job. And I can't tell you how uncomfortable I am. So if I can get some comfortable shapewear up in here,
that doesn't
skims
like,
it
roll
is.
And keeps it all in.
Yeah, so
you
I'm
know?
Like truly like pulling it up right now, like my.
Oh, I do it all the time. Yeah. I'm just like standing, getting ready for a live shot, and I'm like adjusting. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm like adjusting my Spanx. I'm like, I'm sure I look like a total weirdo.
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, I do like, it. Yes, and I'm like, I don't even care if anybody sees me.
Yeah,
I
know.
It is.
It's
what it
beyond
is.
Caring at this point.
Exactly.
So I have a different theory.
All right, let's hear it.
I think this. It's all pretty true. Of like how this went down. I think that Selena Gomez literally just lives under a rock. And I don't think that she realized that Skims was Kim's shapewear line.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think their people just were like, all right, let's send her a box. She just came out with two new songs.
Yeah.
And I think her people just were like, you know, like, I feel like if Kim was going to pick people, it wouldn't have been Selena. But if, like, her publicity people are just trying to send people and, like, because Selena, this was coming off the heels of Selena releasing two songs and then kind of getting into, like, a, quote, Instagram feud.
Oh, I know.
With Justin and Hailey Bieber.
Which
so
I don't even have the time for it.
So I'm sure they were already like, oh, people are looking at her Instagram, so let's send her some. She posts it, not really realizing it's by Kim. It's up for a few hours. People are DMing her being like, oh, are you on her side now and not Taylor's? And she's like, what the heck? And then she goes and looks, figures it out, takes it down, and then throws up that picture of her and Taylor
to be like no,
get everyone to stop DMing her and Taylor.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, because I think a lot of times too, celebrities, as much as we think about them and the feuds and everything, they're not really like always concentrating on that. And also, like,
and Selena's never really like, she has so many followers, but I don't really feel like she's not one of those people that's like at this coffee shop, like cooked this morning, like now I'm going to work out.
Yeah, like, she's not a big really sponsored post person.
No, or like she's not a person that's like constantly on Instagram, like telling people what she's doing throughout the day. So like, I could totally see her just like literally have no idea what's going on.
And hell hath no fury like a Taylor Swift fan scorned. So they come after people for her. That is quite a little.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love her too, but I just, I'm never going to have the energy, time, or interest to go after anyone on the internet.
No.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Either way, someone's making money off of it, though. Either way, it was a PR thing. Either her PR people sending Selena the Skims,
for sure.
Or it was all orchestrated. Because, I mean...
But I could totally see why Kim's PR people sent it to her, because people were already checking her Instagram, because there was that supposed feud between her and Hailey on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that they sent her this box. And they sent, like, other people, like, if you... follow people on Instagram, like, you know, those meme accounts.
Oh yeah,
they sent
I sure do.
Yeah, they sent like girl with no job, they sent her one, they sent her sister some, like they've sent several other celebrities.
This is
and
the
people
world
on Instagram
in.
Too
the girl who truly became famous by calling herself girl with no job, her sister is famous by association.
Well,
girl, sister of girl with no job,
they have that was the easiest way to explain it, but they have like a morning show that
goes live
and I love it. I watch it every day.
I know. Oh, and that's great, and I love that for them, but it's just that's what I mean. That's peak 2019.
Yeah,
that girl with no job and her sister, who is not famous except for the fact that she's a sister of her, now have a morning show.
Yeah,
and you
it's
love
crazy.
It, and that's that.
And it's only on
YouTube or Instagram.
It's they go live on YouTube, and then it turns, and then it also comes in like in the middle of the day as like a podcast, and it's like it's
goes at like 10:30 in the morning, so it's like perfect for me and my schedule. But yeah, I really like it. I've been watching it for like, I think like 2 years.
I've never
now.
Checked out the live function of YouTube. I have a sibling who goes live on YouTube and has followers there.
Oh.
Yep. Interesting.
Pretty
Maybe
cool.
I'll
Maybe
have to
we
check
could
it
take
out.
A...
I don't know about that. But you know, if you find him, let me know.
One day we can try
Props
it out.
To you for finding that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't get too deep into this, but I put it on here because I just love them so much. So John Legend and Chrissy Teigen and Luna and Miles are all on the cover of Vanity Fair, and they're a beautiful family. I mean, I love them all so much. I just can't get enough of content of them. And I've read like half the article. I'm not here to report anything because honestly, I didn't learn anything groundbreaking yet. I just love reading about them. And
yeah.
I love their home. I love her cookbooks and I love everything about them.
Yes. I need to get her cookbooks. I do love her tweets about her kids and making fun of them. And I really I like that kind of content from parents.
Yes.
When they post about their kids and make fun of them.
Yes.
It's very entertaining to me as someone who does not have children. I don't really know why, but it's very funny.
No, I'm there
like
with
even
you.
On Instagram the other day, Chrissy posted a picture of her son, what's his name again?
Miles. Oh, was it with the Swiffer?
And he was with the Swiffer, yes. And they were like in a shoe store or something. And she was like, he will find this thing anywhere. And like, people were commenting, like, oh, like, send him to my home. Like, Bob.
Yeah.
It was
oh, yeah.
So
she
cute.
Was like, this is not a sponsored post, but he will find one of these things everywhere he go, and he will always freak out when you try and take it away from him. And
yes.
I'm like, I love this.
Yeah, he
I
will
know.
Always freak out. Yeah.
I know. And I mean, her children are so cute. And also in the article, like, just another instance of talking about it. They talk about how Chrissy has really like awful anxiety, and she talks about Lexapro. She takes that, and she talks about how she can't help, but she has to like have people like her, or she's afraid of disappointing people. And I was like, you're so relatable, Chrissy. That's exactly how I feel.
Celebs, they're just like us.
Aren't they? Well, in a
well,
way.
Speaking of just being like us, women supporting women.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this, I feel like.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, these women, what are they basically?
MPs, so members of parliament. It's like Congress for the UK.
Oh, okay. Yes. So 72 of them have
or
backed.
Britain. I don't know. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So 72
really
of them have backed Meghan Markle, saying that they are going to stand by her in the face of, quote, outdated colonial undertones that have made against her and her family in the press.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, those are like their Congress coming out and saying, regardless of our political affiliation or beliefs, we don't believe the way that she is being treated is fair. And in fact, then they kind of go on to talk about how the targeting of women just to target them in general, it needs to stop because some of them have been victim of that. And it is really nice to see that. It's always nice to see politicians come together regardless of their political affiliation. But then it's nice to see her getting that kind of support because I am obsessed with the royals.
Yes.
I have been paying very close attention over the past week, kind of ever since that documentary came out that we talked about last episode and all that about how it's been received. And I mean, they've really still been getting raked over the coals about, we don't feel sorry for you. You have this wonderful life. Like, yes, people are going to say bad things about you. Don't read the comments. Like, don't you know that in 2019? But it is a bit different in this situation. First of all, we all know that there's been lots of racial things and racist-based criticism and just awful, awful, disgusting things said. And I think we can agree across the board that that's always awful. But then just constantly coming after her, for what? For what reason? You know, and even if it happens to other people, how about we just stop it altogether? Just because it happens doesn't mean it's okay for it to keep happening.
Yeah, but every time she's in the press, it's literally like, it's not anything of substance.
Yes.
And really, they're just grasping at nothing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, and it is unfair because it is Meghan and Kate that they love to pit against each other. And I can imagine there's no other reason that they're doing that.
I can't imagine that would be.
Yes. And
healthy.
Well, it's not. It's not healthy for anybody. And so, yes, they're taking a stand. They're supporting her. I will say, though, I would really like to see Meghan and Harry get like a PR team or a better PR team, because I just feel like they could be getting better press in terms of like their team putting stuff out there. And I just feel like they're at a junction where they could use like some crisis intervention.
I think that they could probably be seen doing things together in public. Just an idea.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, like, yeah, could we get, like, a an
like,
outing?
Come on, I mean, PR team. Like, let's
just do
going.
A couple things and come get, on. Keep people.
Like, just send it. Just send Megan and Kate to go do some charity thing with kids somewhere or something. Or
Are
maybe
you kidding
visit
me?
Some kids in a
I
school.
I would kill for that. I would absorb that content like it was the oxygen that I need to breathe. Like, and that's what I want. And so, but, yes, I am glad this happened today because it kind of, like, knocked my head in the right place because I was starting to follow the dark side being like, you know what? Yeah, Marion Hagen. Harry and Meghan, I'm tired of you guys. I like you, but you're making it hard. No, this is the right frame of mind to have, that just because it happens and just because we live in an age of, you know, celebrities have to be all out there and comments on the internet does not mean it is okay to condone it. So,
yes.
There we have it. And agreed. This kind of tied into something that we're going to be talking about next week or the next time all three of us are together because we felt like it needed to be a fuller conversation. But shout out to listener Josephine. We got your email. We responded and everything. But she was wanting us to talk about kind of like gender discrimination in the workplace or like any types of experiences we've had, like being females in the workplace, because she's heading into a very male heavy industry as she graduates from college. And that's something I think could be really interesting to talk about. And we want to make sure we get our thoughts together and have an intelligent discussion and don't just throw things out there. So we hear you. We will talk about it. Unfortunately, just not today. So keep listening. How do you like that?
Yeah.
We know how to keep people around.
We'll just
keep stringing you along. Keep telling you it's happening one of these days.
One of these days.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So
I just like
speaking
this
of something that could probably be seriously disturbing.
Yeah. I'm upset.
It hurt my ears.
Yes. No, it like hurt my brain. What we're talking about is
the new ABC song.
Like who? Why did this need to happen?
I have a message for the person who did this.
Who hurt you?
I know.
Why? Why are we doing this? Oh, I mean, okay, I did read the article and the people behind it, what are they called? Dream English. So their philosophy is that it is hard for children who are learning English, perhaps as a second language, to distinguish one letter from the next in the part of the song where we typically sing LMNOP. And so they say it's hard for children who are trying to learn English to discern letter from letter. So they think we need to slow it down and space the letters apart. And like, I don't know who I am anymore. Like, this is a song that's been around forever. Like, it's the alphabet song. That's not the alphabet. You can still learn the alphabet.
I have a question. If you're a teacher,
yes,
you just say, okay, so I know I taught them it to sing it this way this year, and then next year you just come in with the new version?
Well, also, I want to say, like, yes, that is how children sing it, but when I was taught the ABC song,
it was like
L-M-N-O-P. I mean, that is just...
It's not L-M-N-O-P.
Right, like, that's just kind of slang almost. There is no need to do this.
To be like L-M-N-O-P.
Like they've changed the way that people do math now. I don't know how anything is taught in schools anymore.
No.
It's all backwards or different from what I used to do.
We might have to go back to grade school.
Honestly. You can listen to this song
online. I would
online.
Fail because I cannot do math. Oh. There's no way I can do multiplication tables.
The way that they teach it now, I don't
know.
Yeah, it's wild.
I couldn't do back then and I cannot do now for sure.
No way. But yeah, I mean, the song is out there and just trigger warning. If you at all knew the ABC song before, you don't know it now.
No.
I don't think it's going to catch on though.
No. I listened to it like 3 times. And the first time I was like, wait a second. What?
Yeah.
The first time was to process it. The second time was more of like a no.
And here's the funny thing. So that company, Dream English.
Yes.
Listen to their mission statement. I just realized this. I was just reading it.
Okay.
They're an English teaching website that aims to, quote, make educational music that is not only filled with important phrases and grammar, but is also enjoyable to listen to. That's the exact opposite of the garbage they have created. It hurt me.
But the way that is saying, they're basically saying that they're going to, that's a type of song that you can just go home, put on YouTube and like hit play while you cook dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to listen to the ABC song while I'm cooking my chili.
Right. Well, yeah. This isn't something we listen to for pleasure.
No. I mean, I could see like if you have like kids in the car or something and you're trying to teach them and like you like play a song, but like.
Oh, that reminds me of this Fire cassette tape I had growing up. It was Little Richard Sings Children's Songs. the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Oh, man.
I love that song. Okay, you know what? Okay, you know what song I kind of wish I had when I was little?
What?
Baby Shark.
I love that song.
I love that song.
I know.
And listen, I loved the ocean when I was a kid. And I loved, like, I loved learning, my favorite animal to this day is still a dolphin. And, I would have been all about that song.
I am. During the NCAA tournament last year when the Cats were playing in Jacksonville. Yes, Jacksonville. I was doing live shots and outside the arena. And there was, like, a street performer. And he was playing the saxophone. And the only song he could play was Baby Shark. And it was playing. And I mean, I was, like, crying, laughing, and having to, like, pull it together. Because it was just, you know, he wasn't the best saxophone player. And it was just, like, you could kind of make out.
Like a self-taught.
Yes. But it was beautiful. And I think about that every time I hear Baby Shark. I'm like, I wonder what that guy is doing now. It was beautiful. It's great.
That is so funny.
Fond memories. Yeah. So
great times.
You do you, Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, doo
doo. No, okay.
Okay, I'll stop. But I really wish I had that song when I was younger. That would be so fun.
Children's songs, children's movies. Underrated, honestly, for adults.
Honestly, they really are.
We're children free and we're on board.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched Coco on Netflix, by the way, it's the Disney movie that's basically the Pixar movie that's about Dia de los Muertos. It is, yes, amazing. And Maria's over here on board with my mom watched it and she was like, you have to watch it, Claire. And then I watched it. It's beautiful. It's truly beautiful.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to watch it. I'll save it for my
flight. And it's very appropriate because Dia de los Muertos is at the 2nd. I think it's November 2nd.
I think so.
It may be November 1st. I apologize. Yeah. I'm not looking that up right now. Don't know that fact off the top of my head. All right. Halloween's coming up. Any predictions for what the best costumes are going to be this year?
No, I don't really know, honestly.
I've seen a lot of Billie Eilish's. I'm
trying to think of like what I've seen so far. I've seen a few Ariana Grande and
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I was going to say whatever that kid's from SNL, whatever that kid's name is.
How does he keep landing girl after girl after girl after girl?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty concerning.
Yeah.
Who else have I seen?
I want it to be, if I was going to dress up as something, I was either going to be Elizabeth Holmes from the Theranos scam. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It was just going to be an easy one. All you have to do is put on a black turtleneck and talk like this and essentially act like you're a genius. Or I was going to be Felicity Huffman in prison. Because I just actually really like that outfit.
Oh my God, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that jumpsuit and the hat and you're just like little tennis shoes. Like, that prison, by the way, that she was in, nicer than where I live in my apartment. She's already out. She didn't have to serve 2 full weeks. And what did my parents ever do for me?
Right?
They didn't pay for me to get into college.
No,
mine didn't. I'd take the SAT all by myself. All right. Shall we do our favorite things? Do you have any favorite things this week?
Yeah, my favorite thing is I'm going on vacation.
Okay. Well, we've had enough of that. Well, I want to.
Already told you.
Okay. I want to tell you about my favorite thing. That's the whole reason why I want to talk about it.
Because what's your favorite thing,
I am
Claire?
Trying to get someone on board with this because right now I'm the only person in my little world that has watched this. I'm talking about Modern Love on Amazon Prime.
I've heard it's so
good. Have you watched it, Maria? You guys.
Okay, watching. I'm starting it tonight. That's it. It's decided. You haven't even talked about it, and I'm already going to watch it.
They're 30-minute episodes.
Okay.
And so they're really easy to get through. Each one is completely separate. Like, they're not related. Because it's based on the New York Times column, Modern Love, about people writing it about their love stories that they're in. And it's all kinds of love stories. Okay, as much as I talk about, like, I cry, I really don't cry that often, especially when I'm watching TV or movies. Like,
I don't either. They, rarely ever make me cry.
I sat on my couch. I started watching it. I can't remember what day, but it was Saturday that I really dove in. I mean, like, every single one, I, like, cried. I'm not like, talking about teared up. I'm not talking
like
about...
Like, sobbed?
I was like, like, for a second. I mean,
it
just, like, gets you. It just gets you. And my second favorite... not my second favorite. That would be a weird place to start. My second favorite is... my favorite so far is the second episode. It's called When Cupid is a Prime Journalist, I think is what it's called. The first one is also great. I mean, they're all great. They all take you on a ride. They're interesting. I totally encourage you to watch it on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I finished Schitt's Creek, so okay. I have to find something else.
Well, fill this hole. I mean, it's going to fill a different type of yap in your heart because this one's just like truly sentimental. Oh, the second episode also has Dev Patel in it. I really love him.
He's okay. Good.
Yeah. All right. My other favorite thing right now is soup, and that's all I can think about. I really want some soup.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of favorite things, I made chili with cornbread in it. It is really good.
Okay.
I'm very excited to eat it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I made it in the crock pot, so I'm very excited.
Okay. Let me tell you about the soup I'm going to make tonight, though.
Okay.
Because if you're giving your dinner recommendation, I'll give mine because it's so freaking easy. It's unbelievable because they had it on sample the other day at Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
Which I go to Trader Joe's. I get allergy shots and Trader Joe's is like across the street. And I always go in there just to get the sample, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Make a loop.
What's up.
Say hello to everyone. They were doing this sample of this chicken soup that everyone that was getting the sample, it's like everyone takes a sample and starts to walk away. And I'm not kidding. Like five of us at the same time turned around. We're like, oh my gosh, that's so good. It is just there. They make like their own chicken soup with chicken and, you know, just a few vegetables. And okay. It's in like a little quart sized plastic container in the refrigerated section. So it's made. And then you buy a little thing of cream and you buy some gnocchi, like the potato pasta.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You just pour it all in a pan. And warm
it
up.
Just warm it up together.
And it tastes so good. It's just that comfort. So that's an easy recipe. If you're looking for a dinner idea, there you have it.
Yum.
And it's so good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. So there we go.
Okay. Well, I have to go there and try it.
All right. I cannot wait to eat that.
One of those days where I just can't wait to eat.
Yeah. In general. Always. Yeah. That's every day.
Always. But especially today.
Yes.
I was thinking about today. I was like, I don't know. Do I just eat my chili right away or do I wait to dinner tonight? I don't know.
You could do both.
I might.
All right.
All right.
Is that going to do it?
I think that's going to do it.
Okay. Well, hopefully next time when we return, all of us will be reunited. But if not, we'll keep bringing you
this fresh
content. You know, we'll do what we can. We hope to see you back here next week.
Yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
And follow us on Twitter and Instagram on the A-Block Pod. And then we all have our own Instagrams too.
That's right. And then the ablockpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
So email us if you have anything you would like us to talk about.
Yeah, we love
or
suggestions.
Or even just tweet at us. That's how we found the ABC thing. Someone tweeted at us last night asking us to talk about it. They're like, we can't wait to hear your take. So
there you have it.
There you have it.
All right. Have a wonderful week. We love you all.
Bye.
Bye.